the... I am using a paring knife to remove the skin from a kiwi fruit. Something skitters across the kitchen counter and scuttles under the cutting board. What was that? I flip the board over. Clinging to the bottom of the board is an elegant, long-legged, yellowish-green spider. Cool. I pick up the board for a closer look, and the spider drops to the floor and disappears. After breakfast, I head out for a walk down Cedar Avenue, wondering how to spin a fun story about spiders. A car whooshes by me, bearing a plate number beginning with the letters H-E. He. And I think to myself, he, he, he. He, he, he. So I make a game out of it. A second car whooshes by me with a plate number beginning with the letters M-Y. My. And I think to myself, my, my, my. Then, whoa! Almost immediately after that, and I swear this is the God's honest truth, a deer leaps across the road in front of me. Then a second deer. And then a third. Three. Deer, deer, deer. My, my, my. Dear, dear, dear. Oh, my dear. What the?
Did God send those deer to play with you?
Oh, yes.
Or did Mother Nature?
I wonder.
Oh, dear, I wonder.
What happened next?
Shh, listen.
Well, coming upon the stream at the corner, I notice a single spider thread catching the light of the sun. It stretches out there among the raspberry branches. We don't notice these threads unless they catch the sunlight just right. However, spider threads are everywhere around us. The ground by the stream is covered with little plants called downy skullcap. The tiny purplish flowers of the skullcap plant are interesting to look at. The lower petal looks like a droopy lower lip, like a mouth opened in surprise. The upper petal is like a hoodie, and the plant has soft, downy hair all over the leaves and stems, hence the name downy skullcap. So, I pick a stem full of little thinking caps, and inspecting the flowers more closely, notice the flowers seem to be smiling. Continuing on my way, skullcap in hand, I turn my mind back to spiders. The truly talented spiders that can spin perfectly spiraling webs. And turning the corner up another road, I go quickly around three girls who are slowly walking their way to school. I greet them on passing and start to walk hurriedly on ahead. When suddenly, I start to get dizzy. Whoa. Is it because I'm walking too fast? Or is it because I'm thinking?
I forget. What are you thinking about?
About all that web spinning? So dizzy, I have to sit down and find the nearest sitting rock. I sit and I catch my breath as the three girls walk past. One of them reading out loud from a book. and I hear her words. Sat on a stool.
Sat on a stool?
Yes, sat on a stool. Go on.
I sit there on a rock and think, oh, my dear, sat on a tuffet. And let me tell you, a rock is one tough tuffet. Spinning, spinning, spiraling thread, spinning, spinning, dizzy head, spinning, 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 spinning
a spider story.
Oh, my dear.
Oh, my glory.
And I sit and I wonder, why was little Miss Muffet so afraid of a tiny spider? I bet people are afraid of spiders all because of that silly nursery rhyme. I mean, most spiders are pretty harmless. Unless you happen to be a hornet or a mosquito, and you just happen to fly into a spider's invisible trap. Standing up from my rock, I decide to walk slowly, at a more leisurely pace, as I head back for home. Twirling the stem of a skullcap flower between my fingers, and thinking. That is the end of this story, the one about walking with our senses. As we walk using our eyes, what do we see? As we walk using our ears, what do we hear? And what do these things make us think about? Do you find the flower with the thinking cap to be somewhat curious? Why is it called skullcap? Well, think about this. Jewish people wear a black skullcap called a yarmulke. The Catholic Pope also wears a skullcap. A skullcap is worn during occasions of religious observance, when these people are thinking about God. As for me, I was thinking mostly about spiders. The word spider is derived from the Anglo-Saxon word spinnen, which means to spin. So, let's spin out some more wordplay. The word spin has a number of meanings. It can mean to draw out fiber and twist it into yarn or thread. A spider forms thread by extruding a sticky fluid from its body that rapidly hardens. Spin can also mean to whirl around, as in, my head is spinning. A third meaning of spin is to create, using your mind or imagination, as in, to spin a story. Have you ever heard the phrase, spin a yarn? One definition of yarn is that of fiber that is spun from sheep's wool and used for knitting and weaving. A second definition of the word yarn is a tale or story that is hard to believe. Spinning yarns. Just as a spider spins thread and weaves a web, we spin thoughts and actions and weave our own life stories. It is said that when a spider appears to us, it is a reminder to be mindful of our behavior and the choices we are making. Make good choices. As you listen to the story about the spider, the deer, and the skullcap, did you notice how similar words, objects, and thoughts appeared over and over again? This is called coincidence. I find that such coincidences tend to happen in sets of three. Hee hee hee! My, my, my! Dear, dear, dear! This is Wendy. Thank you for listening.